Escribe un mail a baugan@educacem.com e infórmate.
Hello, 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 my amigos. Welcome one, welcome all. It's time for another exciting edition of The Show With No Name on Vaughn Radio. And folks, hold on to your hats because we are in for another exciting edition of the show. We've got challenges aplenty. Suena a tutti plen, pues es igual. We've got challenges aplenty and so much more in store por venir here on the show with no name. So everybody buckle up because it's time for liftoff.
T-10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 4, 3, 2, 1.
I told you I wasn't good at math.
Ignition.
I told you many times.
Lift
math
off.
Is not my forte. But we'll get this thing off the ground by hook or by crook. C-O-C. Here we go.
Get ready.
That's
Take
it. Come on.
Your seatbelt. Fasten your seatbelts. Hold on to your hat. Get ready for the ride of your life. The show with no name.
It's show with no name time.
That's right, amigos. Welcome aboard. Welcome aboard. It's the show with no name. I know I left you guys in good hands yesterday with Jules. And this morning, I know you kicked off your day with Fitz and his amazing class. No excuses. Guys, remember, if you don't have the Vaughn Radio app, download it now. And this way, you are up to speed. Estás al tanto al día. Ya empezamos con expresiones. You are up to speed on what's going on in the Vaughn world. We've got special deals going on. A plenty, a tutti plen. We've also got, I just mentioned the word challenge. Well, guess what? We've got a live challenge en directo, and it's going to be at Roll Madrid on November 30th, our Vaughn Radio Trivia Night. It's the last one of 2022, hosted by Andy Vaughn, Rob Grams, and The Notch.
In a world where everybody knows the answers. Only three people have the questions. Only three people.
You all right there, Rob?
I'm all right. Hey, guys, it's Vaughn Trivia Night. Bah, 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 bah.
Woo-hoo!
30th of November, it's the lunchtime cruise turn at the Trivia Night. And that's me, The Natch, Andy.
Yes, indeed. You're going to see all three of us at Roll Madrid in Calle Amaniel number 23. Calle Amaniel number 23, 8:30, November 30th. See you there.
Don't miss it, folks. I'll be there. I know Kyle's going to be there and many other amigos from Vaughn Radio. So make sure you join us. And again, if you're following us on social media, you'll have all that information at your fingertips. Plus, you'll have tons of English content to help you along your English journey. I love that word, journey. Cruzada. Yeah. Travesía, I think, is the word you use in Spanish. Well, I think it's time for our first challenge of the day, our pop quiz.
Pop quiz.
All right, amigos, it's our pop quiz only on the show with no name. That's right. If you can't wait till November 30th for the trivia night with Andy, Rob, and Nacho, you've got challenges every day here, not just on the show with no name, but I know there are challenges on all the Vaughn Radio programs, from Back to Basics to No Excuses to Drive Time. You will be challenged. Oh, and speaking of Rob Grams, folks, today is the day we have unleashed Desatado. We have unleashed the episode of FYI for your English, which is on art. Va sobre el arte. And we've got the one and only Rob Grams, who joins me on the pod. And I don't want to say it because I produced it and you know, organized it and stuff, but it's absolutely magical. I think it's a really special episode where we get deep and we teach you lots of expressions because it's two native people shooting the shit or shooting the breeze. So check it out wherever you listen to your Vaughn podcasts, Spotify, iVox, Apple podcasts. Of course, you can get the one and only, well, it's not the only FYI. It's the only For Your English. It seems FYI is a very popular name for a podcast. Well, I didn't know that beforehand. But I guess it works. It's For Your English. We have hit 400,000 downloads. That's 800,000 ears. No, porque son dos por persona. Me gusta mejor así, ¿eh? ¿Por qué no lo hacemos por oídos en vez de downloads? Es el doble. 800,000 ears have heard For Your English. So check out this week's episode on art. It's the last one of 2022. Remember, we'll be producing shows here on Vaughn Radio, so you'll have tons of content. Plus, I'll be releasing bonus episodes never heard before on, well, I don't think, no, none of them. So we've got a lot of cool stuff, a lot of great content coming up that should keep you content in the month of December. So you'll have plenty of content. And remember, I post videos every single day. Every day on social media, I post videos. And today, we're going to look at something, at a challenge I gave you guys. But I'm gonna make it a little bit more broad here. Now, I'm going to give you the word in Spanish. The word is consejo. So how would you say to somebody, I want you to do two things here. I want you guys to give me un consejo. Sure, why not? It's a, you know, something that maybe you've applied in your life or something that you thought was un buen consejo. But before it, I want you to tell me un consejo. O te voy a dar un consejo. So I want you to use the word consejo. Hay muchas formas de decirlo. Okay. And I also want you to darnos ese consejo, ya que estamos. Let's get into a little philosophy over here, folks. It's great to have you all on board with us. We're looking for somebody who, or many people, who know how to say un consejo. Y luego que nos des el consejo, por supuesto, en inglés. All right, let's go on over to our chat room, our virtual classroom over here, where our students interact and have fun along with us. All right, let's see who we've got. We've got Marta. Marta says, good morning, guys. TGIF. What's up? What's up, Marta? Great to have you here. Front row center. En primera fila y en el centro. Significa que esas... A tiempo, estás temprano y también con ganas. Front row center. There's Marta. There's Monse. She says, sup, guys. Sup. ¿Ves? No puedo decir eso sin mover la cabeza. Sup. Es como decimos, what's up. In New York, at least. Sup. Sup. Sup, guys. How you doing? Whoa, very native greeting there. Awesome. Great to have you, Monse. Born to Iron Man says, morning, folks. T-G-I-F. Oh, I love those letters. Who doesn't love those letters? O-M-G. I love T-G-I-F. And a nice B-L-T. Bacon, lettuce, and tomato. I love bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Oops, there I go talking about food again. I can't help it. I can't. I try, but I can't help it. No lo puedo evitar. I love food. I mean, just look at me. Maybe you could give me un consejo sobre la comida. Lupe. Lupe says, morning, friends. Morning, Lupe. Great to have you on board. One of our super spellers. No? Deletrea genial. Lupe. Let's make the most of this beautiful Friday. I like it, Lupe. I'm on board. You got me. German says, hello, guys. How you doing? Are you ready for a magical night? Oh, yeah. Definitely. And as I told you guys, yesterday was Thanksgiving, but we're celebrating today. It's more fun on a Friday. Because in the States, it's a national holiday. Or as we call it, a bank holiday. But not in Spain. That doesn't fly. No cuela. Even in an American company, no cuela. So we're celebrating the day after. Why not? It's never too late to celebrate. Let's see. Rosaline. Rosaline says, good morning, dear teacher, AA, and folks. What's up? What's going on, Rosaline? Laura, there she is. Our shining star, one of our shining stars. She says, good morning, everyone. T-G-I-F. And I got to sing these words you put here. The sun is shining. The weather is sweet. It'll make you want to move your dancing feet. Here I am. All right. Maybe I should have stopped at the other part. Bob Marley, to the rescue. What a great song. Sun is shining. The weather is sweet. I'll make you want to move your dancing feet. Oh, yeah. Are you guys feeling it? I'm feeling it. Leo. Hello, friends. What's up, goat? Hey, I know another Leo they call the goat, but you're the goat. Sí, porque estás como una cabra, tío. No. Hey, it takes one to know one. Nos conocemos uno al otro. The greatest of all time, the wordsmith, our poet. He says, take advantage of the deals on Black Friday. But be aware of not being hoodwinked by the marketing gambits out there. Ooh, I love your anti-establishment message. Awesome. Hoodwinked, engañado. Great word. Oh, man. Hey, but speaking of, I'm not going to call it Black Friday, but we've got some really special deals going on for the Thanksgiving holiday and the kickoff of the Christmas season. Go on over to our website. It's GrupoVon.com. Rosaline says, it feels nice to be back in the chat. I think your classmates and I would agree with that statement. Awesome to have you back. Marta, I'll give you a piece of advice. Join the show with no name if you want to learn English in a fun way. Marta, I love it. I'm blushing, sonrojando. Laura, I'm going to give you some advice. Don't miss the show with no name. So far, so good. Great job. Remember, we don't say an advice, but the ladies know that. They said a piece of advice or some advice. Jesus, he says, my advice is do what you preach. Maybe the best advice ever. We don't say so much do what you preach, Jesus, but I'm going to tweak it. It's practice what you preach, right? Practica lo que predicas. I think it's great advice. Oscar says, I would like you to give me a piece of advice for my next trip to New York City. I wish I could. Well, write me a DM. Escríbeme por privado, Oscar, and I can give you some tips, some pointers. Eh, eso es otra forma de decir consejos. Here's a tip. Here's a pointer. All right. Let's see. Ricardo says advice. Yo al menos diría ahí some advice. Working hard always pays off. All right. Let's see, Jaime. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Read the book. This book is the milk. It's really the milk. Thank you. Remember, we don't say the milk in English. We would say it's the shit, it's the bomb, it's the bee's knees. Speaking of the bee's knees, there's Chris Valrol. She says, morning, double A and mates. I'm going to give you a piece of advice. Keep up the good work. Oh, thank you. Thanks a lot. Little TLC in there. Toque de cariño. There's Nihad. Speaking of cariño y cariñoso. Remember, loving es que das mucho cariño. Lovable es que estás para darte cariño. And I think Nihad is both. You're a loving guy and you're a lovable guy, Nihad. Hey, at least judging by your words. Good morning, Mr. and friends, says Nihad. Teaching is the one profession that creates all other professions. So thank you, Mr. Awesome. I'm going to get T-shirts that say Mr. Awesome, Nihad. Rosaline says advice. Guys, just remember, yo nunca diría a alguien advice y una frase. Right? I wouldn't say it like, I would say, you want some advice? Let me give you some advice. Let me give you a piece of advice. Okay? So, another one that nobody used is the one I was looking for. A word to the wise. Un consejo. Una palabra para el sabio. A word to the wise. Don't ever cross the street without looking both ways. For example, that's my example. A word to the wise. Right? Thank you. Thank you so much, guys, for these awesome words. What can I say? I'm speechless. Thank you. Thank you. Let's see. So Rosaline says advice. So I'll give it to you. Let's say a word to the wise. Para usar esta. Es una expresión. A word to the wise. Keep a clean heart and be kind to others. You never know the circumstances they're going through. Beautiful. Rosaline. I think it's absolutely beautiful. And I couldn't agree more. And Chris Valrol says, I absolutely agree, Rosaline. Beautiful. Yeah, keep a clean heart, pure intentions. You know, don't have ulterior motives. ¿Conocéis esta? Ulterior motives. Razones escondidas. I always, this my philosophy with this, and I Rosaline, you really struck a chord here. Tocaste la fibra sensible con todos, creo, con esto. You got to do things for the right reasons. Do things because you want to do them, right? Keep it real. Resumido en tres palabras neoyorquinas. Keep it real. I always think if I'm lying to somebody else, I'm lying to myself too, right? And I don't want to lie to myself. I owe myself. Me debo al menos la verdad. All right, let's see. Lupe, getting philosophical. Hey, I knew it was going to happen when I asked you for some advice. Otra vez, lo que estamos viendo no se dice an advice, nunca. Or some advices. Es some advice. Si te digo dos cosas, 80 cosas. Lo más fácil, quédate con some advice. A word to the wise, si quieres ser totally native. Lupe says, let me give you a piece of advice. Great. Think things over before talking. Ooh, wow. Lupe, totally native. Dale vueltas, piensa las cosas bien antes de hablar. Oh, man, such great advice. ¿Ves cómo no usa artículo? Such, no digo such a great advice, sino such great advice. So think things over before talking. Brilliant, Lupe. I try to do it always,
and it's going well so far. Well, it takes discipline, Lupe. I know it because, well, I've got a big mouth. And I've got an opinion on everything, it seems. Nihad says, let me give you a piece of advice. Don't be a victim. Oh, man, beautiful. Yeah, I mean, it seems like society these days. It's like, well, if I can't win, I'll just play the victim. That's not cool. I mean, if you want people to feel sorry for you, que te tengan pena, great. But I would prefer people be proud of me. Like, you know, the comments you guys are saying here. Not like, oh, poor Alberto, poor Alberto. I don't want that. I don't need that kind of sympathy. But I guess I think we live in a time now where it's like, just play the victim. And I always tell people, you know, just because you're offended doesn't mean you're right. No, porque te ofendes no significa que tengas razón. It's anybody can be offended. It's free. Right? It's like giving your opinion. We say, voy a ser un poco vulgar, pero es buenísima. When people say, well, that's just my opinion, my two cents. Mira, otra forma de decirlo. Mi grano de arena, my two cents. Well, that's just my opinion. And then you know what we say? We say opinions are like assholes. Ojetes. Yeah, hey, no lo he inventado yo, eh? Opinions are like assholes. Everybody has one. Nobody needs another one. And they all stink. Oh, you thought you were the only ones with funny expressions in Spanish? Laura, look at Laura using it in context. Great, Laura. What a great word to the wise, Lupe. Yeah, it's true, guys. This is really good inspirational advice. Remember, the verb is to advise. You can check it out. There's a video I posted with this. If you want to review it, I would advise you to do so. If you want my advice. And then we haven't mentioned unsolicited advice. Unsolicited. No sé si lo he pronunciado bien. No me ha sonado bien. Unsolicited. Difícil decirlo, eh? Unsolicited advice. That's when you're over at the playground, in el parque de los niños, and another parent comes up to you and says, why don't you put her in piano classes? Or why don't you? And you're like, hi, do we know each other? My name's Alberto. I start with that. Like, before you start giving me advice of any kind, not just parental advice, hey, nice to meet you. So it's funny, total strangers will tell you their opinion. They're comfortable doing that. Let's see. Chris says, what a wise mates I have. Chris, if you take out that A there, si sacas esa A, me gusta más. Right? Because es plural, right? What wise mates I have. I second the motion. Let's see. Rosaline's back. Rosaline's got a lot of advice. A knowledgeable, wise person. A piece of advice. Never, ever let a day pass by without giving a big kiss to your loved ones. Rosaline, you are definitely striking a chord. And to strike a chord, ya lo hemos visto, pero apúntalo si no. To strike a chord, tocar la fibra sensible. Guys, we've looked at a lot of really cool expressions, and we've gotten a lot of really good advice here on the show. But right now, we've got to go to our first commercial break. When we come back, we've got tons of challenges. We've got Say What, Spelling Bee, Name That Lyric, Name That Movie, Famous Birthdays, so much to do. The party is just getting started. So if I were you guys, I wouldn't even think of going anywhere. Stick around.
Yeah. Estoy creando la fórmula mágica para aprender inglés. Añado 5 semanas, 5 horas a la semana, de lunes a viernes. Unas gotas de listening and speaking. Enciendo el catalizador y...
Que no te cuenten cuentos. No existen fórmulas mágicas para aprender inglés, por mucho que algunos se empeñen en idearlas. Pero con nuestros cursos trimestrales puedes mejorarlo en solo 3 meses. Los cursos trimestrales de Vaughan son ideales para gente que necesita resultados a medio plazo y a un precio asequible. Descúbrelos llamando al 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo, en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, pam, 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 maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 911-33-5833. 911-33-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 911-33-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
¿Quieres apuntarte a un curso de inglés y no sabes cuál escoger? ¿Por qué no probar nuestro curso trimestral de Vaughan? Son solo 3 meses, no pierdes nada y te aseguramos que vas a ganar mucho. 3 meses en los que podrás ver cuál es tu nivel real de inglés. 3 meses en los que trabajarás tu listening y speaking en todo momento. 3 meses en los que subirás ese nivel tanto que... pues que querrás otros 3 meses y otros 3... Entra en grupovaughan.com e infórmate. Curso trimestral de Vaughan.
Hey guys, are you sitting around your home just wondering what to do? Well, why don't you sign up for Vaughn's English class via video conference? That's right. Now you can have the best teachers in the comfort of your own home. You'll get personalized attention because there's a maximum of only 6 students per class. Give us a call, 91-133-5831. Learn English with Vaughn via video conference classes. Sign up now.
Descubre One-to-One Flex. Las clases particulares Vaughan que solo dan facilidades. Con One to One Flex, tú eliges el día y la hora. Tú eliges el canal, por teléfono o por videoconferencia. Y tú eliges la duración, desde 30 minutos hasta 3 horas. El profesor se adapta a tu nivel y tus necesidades. Reserva tus clases para aprender y hablar inglés centrándote en tus objetivos y a tu ritmo. Para más información, llama al 91-133-5833 o entra en grupovaughan.com. One to One Flex. Hecho a medida para ti. Escúchanos en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar. Descarga la app de Vaughan Radio. Este sábado, pásate por tu kiosco y pide tu ejemplar de Aprende Inglés con Disney English Vaughan, con el mundo y marca. Por 6,95 euros, tus hijos y tú aprenderéis inglés con vuestros personajes Disney favoritos y los mejores profesores Vaughan. Esta semana es el turno de Mulan. Así que ya sabes, este sábado en tu kiosco, por 6,95 euros, con el mundo y marca. Aprende inglés con Disney English Vaughan.
Estás escuchando Vaughan Radio.
You're listening to Vaughan Radio.
Vaughan Radio.
Hey amigos, welcome back. Welcome back to the show with no name on Vaughan Radio. This is a place where you can learn English, you can laugh, you can be challenged, you can make friends, and who knows,
Who knows what could happen? I mean, I've got a plan here, like I always do. But we never know where we're going to go on this exciting journey, this exciting adventure that we take together every day. It's the show with no name. Welcome back. Welcome back, guys. It's a pleasure to be here with you once again in the second part of today's show with no name. We've got a lot to do, so why don't we just kick off with our first section of the second part. Say what? Say what? What? That's right, amigos. That's right. It's our Say What soundbite, only on the show with no name. And here's where we're going to hear a famous person speaking, and you guys have to tell me what this person is on about. What? What this person is on about. ¿De qué están hablando? What are you on about? ¿Qué me estás contando? ¿Qué estás hablando? It's very British, now that I think. We say it in the States, but what are you on about, mate? What are you on about? What, ¿de qué me estás contando? ¿De qué me estás hablando? So I want you to tell me that, but firstly, I want you to tell me in your own words. I want you to observe, and I want you to give me your best observations, your best assessment, valoración, of what you heard. In your own words, in excellent English. Impress me. I mean, this is English class, and this is your opportunity to sound great in English. So remember, that's another thing we should mention as well. Don't only write the sentences down in the comments or on a piece of paper, but when you've finished, say them aloud, right? Try and say them together because, again, we're practicing visualizing the structures, but the most important part here is saying whatever we look at aloud. Because if not, you're improving your listening, and that's awesome. But we want to go a step further. And we know how to do it, quite simply, whenever possible, especially when you hear something that sounds strange to you. That's a perfect moment to say, hang on, what? What did he just say? You know, those moments. All right, well, my amigos, everybody grab a pen. Grab a piece of paper and write down what you hear.
This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
All right. There you go, folks. There you go. That's the first listen of today's Say What soundbite. Hopefully somebody will be able to jot some of it down. I think most of you, okay, knowing your level, most of you should be able to nail this one today. And I would even say in maybe two or three listens. So I want to see mass participation here because this one, I mean, compared to some of the ones we've seen recently, this is a walk in the park. Esto es pan comido, comidísimo. Okay. All right, let me play it for you a second time, and then I'd love to hear your feedback on what you heard. Here it is, the Say What soundbite for the second time.
This is very controversial. Does anyone know what Vice President Bush called this in 1980? Anyone? Something D-O-O economics. Voodoo economics.
All right, sounds like a very exciting person. Doesn't sound monotonous at all. Toma palabra. Monotonous. Okay. Monótono? You say the same thing. Monotonous. monotonous, pero americanos nos comemos, we say monotonous. So yes, somebody who doesn't change the tone of their voice, right? Imagine if I talked at the same tone throughout the whole show. I mean, I imagine maybe it could be very relaxing, but it might put you to sleep too. And, you know, just that lack of energy, you know, esa carencia de energía. You know, for me, as somebody who's always had a lot of energy, it's a lot harder for me to do my classes or my shows like this, monotone. It's in fact, me está costando la vida. This is tough, man. It's hard to be monotone. At least, my family, if you know my family, my grandpa, I mean, he would break into song. We would be having breakfast and he would be like, oh, sole mio, sta in fronte a te, oh, sole. It's now or never. Same rhythm, isn't it? So, as we say in English, we call somebody like that a ham. There are a lot of hams in my family. What? Jamón? Yeah, same word. A ham is somebody who likes to put on a little show, right? Somebody who has showmanship. I know Kyle Miller looked at that show, looked at that word recently on his show. How do I know? A student used it in class and I said, nice word. And she said, that one was Kyle Miller. And he was talking about you. And I said, oh, cool, man. Awesome. Very cool. Very cool. So a shout out to Kyle Miller, to my buddy Kyle Miller and his awesome program, Drive Time. Also, remember, Kyle has a book. It's an amazing book. It is the Business Bible. It is a very comprehensive book. It's a big book, comes with video, audio, and it tells you the ins and outs, los pormenores, the ins and outs of doing business in English, or really in any language. But since the book is in English and it focuses on that, but it can teach you how to be a better business person, period. Y luego si añades la parte del inglés, well, you've got yourself an amazing gift. And remember, you can pick all that stuff up at the Vaughn Tienda, where we have a plethora of different resources at your fingertips. Check it out right now because we've got some special deals going on. Unas ofertas, ofertones. So if you want to go over there, mosey on over. Buenísima palabra. Ir haciendo camino para, no, ir yendo para allá, mosey on over, tranquilamente. No, es como, bueno, vamos a terminar esto, and then we're going to mosey on over to the punch bowl, donde está el ponche. So mosey on over to GrupoVaughn.com, or you can also go to Vaughn Tienda. Grupo Vaughn has everything, right? That's our landing page, as they call it. But then Vaughn Tienda is where we sell all our materials, all our resources, and you can get them delivered to your door. All right, amigos, let's take a look over here and see what we've got in our Say What soundbite. Let's see. I'm going to go down here to the comments. Let me give you some advice, a piece of advice. Okay. German says, it's a guy talking about how President Bush used to talk about voodoo economics. Yep. Short and sweet, but it's true. It's a guy talking about how President Bush used to talk about voodoo economics. Well, German, you're not beating around the bush. No estás andando por las ramas, no estás mareando la perdiz. Okay, sorry. Well, hey, I thought it was funny. All right, Monse says, I'll say that's an American politician, maybe in an audience or something like that, talking about a thing that on 1980, so in 1980, you would say, right, with con el año in, in 1980, the vice president called it voodoo economics. Okay, absolutely. So this is interesting. German says President Bush, but maybe it was Vice President. Remember, he was Vice President as well. Well, I don't think that's important. That's semantics right now. But guys, wonderful job there, German and Monse. Oscar, it's safe to say that he could be an native. An native, Oscar, or a native? Me gusta más, a native. A native English speaker addressing to an audience. Y quitamos el addressing, el to del addressing. Pero bien, no lo hubiésemos sabido si no lo llegas a usar. So, dirigirse a, pero en español ponéis el a, en inglés no. So, speaker addressing an audience and aiming what happened in 1980s was a voodoo in economics. Okay, good. Oscar, just be careful with that second part. It was a little bit confusing. Aiming what? So aiming at, con el objetivo. Okay, a little bit confusing at the end, but I got the gist of it. David says, morning energy, man. Come on, let's go for, I'm not going to say that word, David. No has visto demasiado viernes negro. We're not going to say that word. Come on. David, great to see you. But don't say, there are a couple words you can't say here on the show. One of them is this thing that starts with a C that affected many people's lungs. That word, COV, you know the one, okay? The word that everybody said for 3 years straight. Not allowed to say that word on here. And Black Friday, lo digo ahora para que, it's one of those unmentionable words, okay? Let's put it this way. If the word has been overkilled, no, pasado, matado a más no poder, then we gotta avoid it here. I remember somebody telling me that too. They said, oh, Alberto, you should talk about, COVID. And I was like, are you kidding me? You want more of that here on the show? I thought this was a place where you could escape that stuff. Okay. And just focus on enriching yourselves. All right. Let's see. David, I hope. Okay. Laura says, I hope the man who is talking is not an economics teacher for the good of his students. Well, Laura, spot on. You nailed it. It's an economics teacher. So, Rosaline says, an American man is speaking about politics in a very vivacious way. Vivacious, yeah, con muchísima vida. He said something real weird about voodoo. Just be careful, Rosaline, voodoo in English. Primero, you say voodoo, right? Well, we say voodoo, o sea, el acento es diferente. Y luego nosotros lo escribimos V-O-O-D-O-O, okay? So just be careful with that one. But good. Mira, si no lo llegas a escribir, no podemos corregirlo. So great job, guys. Leonardo says, I would say I heard an American spokesman, un portavoz, giving a speech saying that in those days, Vice President Bush did something controversial that this guy described as voodoo economics. Cuidado, no. No boo con B-O-O, sino voodoo. So nosotros lo escribimos V-O-O-D-O-O y lo pronunciamos voodoo, voodoo. Salvador says, it sounds like an old block with American accent. I don't know what you mean by block, Salvador, but explain, please. An old block with an American accent. By the way, he speaks maybe a bureaucrat talking about a highly controversial issue. Interesting. Interesting. All right. Nihad. He says, I think an American senator is talking about a controversial economic situation, reminding us of the vice president's when he called in 1980 for some new politics in economy. Just be careful, Nihad. So politics is la política. I don't like getting involved in politics. Pero la política de una empresa, de la clase, eso sería policy. So if I'm not mistaken, you wanted to say policy in the end over there. And good words, senador. So I think everybody agrees here that this is definitely like a serious person, right? Let's see. Chris Valrol says, I heard a very restless man. I heard a very restless man. Inquieto. Yeah, yeah, inquietísimo. I'm joking, right? I'm joking. Joke sin fe. So it's J-O-K-I-N-G. I'm joking. He sounds American, maybe a politician. He's talking about black art economics because he uses the word voodoo. And great job. You spelt it perfectly there, Chris, as well. Rosalyn, you're still missing an O. Wait. Hold the phone. We've got a winner after the second listen. Please give it up for Laura. All right, Laura, awesome job. Awesome job. Chris says, sorry for my jokes. I'm totally astonished with this term, voodoo, applied to economics. Oh, yeah, yeah, it's a real thing. Even though it's, I'm not going to tell you too much more now. Juan says, first of all, morning, folks. Morning to you, Juan. That's an American politician. He's asking everybody if they know how the Vice President Bush called the situation in 1980. Voodoo economics. Te falta una O. Okay, lo repito otra vez, por si acaso. V-O-O-D-O-O. So es, hay cuatro O's en esa palabra. Salvador says, I said block, meaning guy, but maybe I'm wrong. Oh, okay. You know what? I think you meant, correct me if I'm wrong now here, Salvador. I think you meant bloke. Lo que dicen los ingleses, es muy inglés esta palabra. Pero eso se escribiría B-L-O-K-E, bloque, right? Not block, como un bloque de cemento. So I think that's what you meant. Let's see, folks. I see we've got some more people participating. A lot of people congratulating Laura, and deservedly so. German says, I'm not astonished, Christina. Politicians might as well be called the seamy underbelly of society. Well, I think a lot of people forget this. This is my take, mi opinión, on politicians. A lot of times we think like they're our leaders and we do what they say and we work for them. But isn't it the exact opposite? Aren't we the voters? Aren't we the ones who can say, you're gone, you're out of there, you suck, you've done nothing but destroy the country? So a lot of times they have you, or they lead you to believe the narrative, la narrativa, is what? We control you, you do what we say, we're the... And really, in the end, who is... The government is made of the people if it's a democracy, right? So I think sometimes we need to remind these people, not just with our votes, right? And say, you know what? Yeah, you work for us. We don't work for you. You work for us. All right, guys, we've got to move on before we get into a political debate. But I think it's true. It doesn't matter if you're left wing or right wing, de izquierdas o derechas. The politicians need to realize that, and people need to realize that, or else we'll just keep saying, oh, yeah, okay, well, there are leaders. These people, what we realized in the last couple of years, nobody knows what the hell they're doing. Not in England, not in Spain, not in the United States, and it's pretty scary. We need new leadership, creo yo, eh? You want me to run for president? No way. I don't want that responsibility. What, are you kidding me? Folks, it's time for today's Spelling Bee.
Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee. Spelling Bee.
That's right. That's right, amigos. It is our spelling bee only on the show with no name. And as always, I'm going to spell some words for you. And I'm going to spell them at lightning speed. Okay? Lightning relámpago. The second time, I'm going to be Mr. Nice Guy. Voy a ser el señor majísimo, Mr. Awesome, as David. I think David, is it you that says Mr. Awesome? All right, but the first time I'm Mr. Motherfucker. This is round one, folks, of today's spelling bee. The first word is, oh, they all start with capital letters. Empiezan con mayúscula. The first word is M-O-U-S-E-T-R-A-P. The second word is L-E-S space M-I-S-E-R-A-B-L-E-S. The third one is P-H-A-N-T-O-M space O-P-E-R-A. The next one is W-O-M-A-N space B-L-A-C-K. The fifth one is B-L-O-O-D space B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. And the last one, the sixth one, is M-A-M-M-A space M-I-A exclamation point. Déjame respirar un segundo. Right? You got to let me breathe a second, guys. If you got that, you are definitely playing in the big leagues. Nosotros decimos esa frase. Vosotros decís en primera, pues nosotros decimos en las ligas grandes. You are definitely playing in the big leagues. I'm going to give you a second or two to try and figure out what these words are, and we'll see if we've got any winners. And ladies and gentlemen, he is a whiz. Un mago, viene de wizard. He's a whiz. Es un genio. Ladies and gentlemen, unfreaking believable. Please give it up for Born to Iron Man.
What?
What? Are you kidding me, man? Unbelievable, Iron Man. Unreal. Unreal. I mean, I don't know how you do it. Honestly, I don't know how you do it. Jennifer taking a stab at it. Jennifer, I see some mistakes in there. And Vero, whoa. Vero, just a second after Born to Iron Man. Whoa. All right. Well, folks, here we go with round two. This is the round for us mere mortals. Los mortales. La gente normal. Okay. Wow. And there's Chris. Are you kidding me? Lupe? Are you? Oh, okay. All right. We're going to turn up the heat. Vamos a subir la presión en los otros, in the other sections. All right. Here's round two of today's spelling bee. I'm going to give you six words, as I always do, and this time you can check them if you already did it, and if you didn't get it, you got it. This one's going to be easy, I promise. The first word is capital. They all start with capitals. M-O-U-S-E-T-R-A-P. The second one is L-E-S space M-I-S-E-R-A-B. L-E-S. The third one is P-H-A-N-T-O-M space O-P-E-R-A. The fourth one is W-O-M-A-N space B-L-A-C-K. The fifth one is B-L-O-O-D space B-R-O-T-H-E-R-S. And the sixth and final one is M-A-M-M-A space M-I exclamation point. Folks, we're off to a quick commercial break. We'll be right back with tons more Show With No Name. So stick around.
Para más información sobre cualquiera de nuestros cursos, llámanos al 91-133-5833 y te ayudaremos con lo que necesites. 91-133-5833.
¿Cómo tú ves tanta pasión en lo que hacen, tanta dedicación? Porque luego tienes, a lo largo del máster, tienes feedbacks con ellos. Y ellos te dicen exactamente cuáles son tus puntos débiles, cuáles son tus fortalezas, cuáles son tus weaknesses, debilidades, ¿no? ¿Sabes? Y cuando ves a alguien que hace con tanta pasión algo, no te viene tan natural decepcionarle. Porque si tú ves a alguien que da el 100%, a mí por lo menos no me viene como decepcionarte así. Es una cuestión de respeto que luego se desarrolla y se ve también con los compañeros. Cuando, sobre todo en un método tan dinámico, tan drilling class, maravilloso.
La motivación desde el primer minuto hasta el último es un factor importante, pero no el único. La excelencia de nuestros profesores, nuestros maestros de toda la vida, esos que hacían que el resto de tu vida sintieses verdadera pasión por aquella asignatura. Así son nuestros profesores del Máster en Inglés Profesional. ¿Por qué no llamas? ¿Vas a perder esta oportunidad? 91-133-5833. 91-133-5833. Llama y solicita gratis tu prueba de nivel. 91-133-5833.
¿Te sientes orgulloso de ti mismo? Porque tú lo puedes hacer.
Con el Máster en Inglés Profesional puedes conseguir lo que quieras. Tú lo puedes hacer.
Si tienes un smartphone o una tablet, no tienes excusas. Descarga ya nuestra app de Vaughan Radio y podrás escuchar nuestra radio en directo, enviarnos tus tweets, conocer nuestra parrilla, acceder a nuestros podcasts y enterarte de todas las novedades de Vaughan. Aprende inglés en cualquier momento y en cualquier lugar con la app de Vaughan Radio.
Apúntate a nuestros cursos trimestrales. En solo 3 meses perfeccionarás tu inglés. Cursos trimestrales de Vaughan. Infórmate ya en el 91-133-5833 o en grupovaughan.com.
La niñez es el momento en que hacemos preguntas incómodas. También es el momento perfecto para aprender inglés. Si no quieres que tus hijos se hagan mayores en saber inglés, olvídate de los viejos métodos que utilizaron contigo. Descubre Vaughan Junior, un método que despierta sus ganas de aprender y su curiosidad por el inglés. Aprenden de forma natural y divertida. Llámanos ahora al 91-133-5832.
I have personally taught 2,000 people. I have supervised the teaching of more than 50,000. I know what works. And I know what doesn't work. The secret is the motivation of the student. It's the student who learns the language. It's the student who solves the problem. However, the catalyst, el culpable del bien, is the Vaughan method and the Vaughan teacher. We transform the student into our accomplice, nuestro cómplice. Cómplice en el crimen de aprender inglés de verdad.
Este curso tus hijos se volverán locos por el inglés. Tráelos a nuestro Club Junior y vendrán a clase locos de contentos. En el Club Junior aprenden inglés mientras se divierten. Infórmate sobre las clases de nuestro Club Junior en el 91-133-5832 o en grupovaughan.com.
Sí, dígame.
Ahora tu profesor Vaughan desde tu casa, la oficina. Tu profesor Vaughan en clases telefónicas. Ahora más fácil y cómodo. Consigue uno de los 3 planes de formación en grupovaughan.com/clases telefónicas.
Este sábado, pásate por tu kiosco y pide tu ejemplar de Aprende Inglés con Disney English Vaughan, con el mundo y marca. Por 6,95 euros, tus hijos y tú aprenderéis inglés con vuestros personajes Disney favoritos y los mejores profesores Vaughan. Esta semana es el turno de Mulan. Así que ya sabes, este sábado en tu kiosco, por 6,95 euros...